Good morning. High pressure building in behind the front that brought the unsettled weather earlier in the week is providing us with a crystal clear start to the day and cool temperatures for this time of year, many places back into the 40s and lower 50s early this morning. Now, we do have some locally dense fog, particularly in river valleys, but this fog will tend to dissipate with the rising sun as we go through the early morning period. Temperatures will respond nicely to the brilliant sunshine today, and with a nice northwest breeze and low humidity, high temperatures will reach on average into the lower and middle 70s. Some places across the higher terrain will be left in the 60s, still on the comfortable side. That same high pressure will dominate overnight tonight with a clear sky, and temperatures will be quite cool again. By tomorrow morning, overnight lows will largely be in the 40s, and some places across the higher terrain even back into the 30s. And this will set us up for another beautiful day tomorrow. Again, lots of sunshine, warm temperatures, and low humidity with highs averaging just about to 80. Around the backside of the high, some humidity will start to creep in on Friday, producing a couple of clouds. Plenty of sunshine, though, and highs will be in the lower 80s. A frontal system will make an approach over the weekend and kind of hang out nearby. And as a result, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and increased humidity. This could lead to one or two showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, but by no means a washout on either day. And high temperatures will reach up into the middle 80s. Temperatures will stay in the middle and maybe even some upper 80s for the early part of next week. But with that front close by, we still run the risk of one or two showers or thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across central and eastern Montana into western North Dakota, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms also across parts of the central and southern high plains. With increased warmth and humidity, storms will be capable of producing large to even very large hail. Damaging winds will also be a threat, and with a strengthening low-level jet stream by evening, there may even be an increased tornado risk across these areas as the low-level shear increases. Meanwhile, the government of Mexico has issued a tropical storm warning for coastal sections in the Bay of Campeche. Tropical Depression Number 2 is located back over water in the Bay of Campeche and is moving toward the west-northwest near 9 miles per hour. A turn toward the west with a decrease in forward speed is expected today and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center will reach the coast in the state of Veracruz tomorrow morning. Maximum sustained winds are at 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some increase in strength is forecast during the next day or so, and the depression is expected to become a tropical storm prior to landfall. Its name would be Barry. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was from Denver, Colorado at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Gütersloh, Germany at 1:50 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington, 1/16th of a mile visibility and fog, 34 degrees, with a north-northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly clear skies and a little bit of fog, 50 degrees with a dew point of 47, 89% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Watersmeet, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs right around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature 60, that's 8 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 5.40 inches, which is 3.07 inches above normal. And 20.14 inches for the year, which is 3.03 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 94, set in 1995. And the record low, 38, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the 40s though, even some 30s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid 40s to lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny, comfortably mild today with highs reaching into the mid 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, upper 70s to around 80. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, still comfortable, lower 80s. More humidity over the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, but mainly dry in the mid 80s, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.